blood pressure, angina, atherosclerotic plaque, or stroke are a concern for you or your loved one, or you want to strengthen your heart, increase stamina, and promote overall cardiovascular health, then join the Heart Technology team. Heart Technology, Linus Pauling's recommended vitamin C therapies, is the answer to your concern. Don't wait until it's too late. For more information and to order, call Dennett Daniels at 1-800-205-6245. Heart Technology, it's natural, it's effective, it's inexpensive, and it's guaranteed. 1-800-205-6245.
Network, and our guest this morning is John Quirk, and Mr. Quirk has been affiliated with the intelligence agencies for many years before he retired, and but he still has contacts certainly throughout the Near East, the Middle East. He's just back, having been in Europe and in the Near East, and talking to people in that area about what's going on. Now, we certainly have had our attention diverted away from what was going on there by really important issues like who was the father of Ann Nicole Smith's child, and, you know, who's going to win the NBA, and who's going to win the pennant this year, baseball pennant, and can you imagine Robert J. Clemens is getting $28 million to pitch for one season, and how much does that get down to for each ball he pitches? And yet we're facing, in my estimation, a cataclysmic crisis if war breaks out in the Near East and Middle East. And I don't think it's a matter of if, but I mean, it's a matter of when. And that crisis will have a profound impact on the lives of everyone listening to this program. But our attention is diverted, and so we want to refocus your attention and get John's view after talking to the people over there and talking to his contacts as to what the future holds. Certainly we have tremendous military force centered over there in the Persian Gulf with two of our aircraft carriers, the Boxer strike group, then a French aircraft carrier. So there is an unparalleled concentration of military power in the Persian Gulf, naval power. And, well, John, what's your take on what's going on? What did you find out talking to people who have contacts there?
Well, I had a chance to talk to a number of Iranians, people in the intelligence community, many, many Israelis, both current and former intelligence officers, people in politics, people that are worried about the existing regime in Iran, as well as their own the power struggles that are going on now in Israel. There's a great effort to remove Prime Minister Olmert. And let me just synthesize it and say hope is starting to fade. And it's starting to fade for any type of diplomatic settlement. And it's basic in these areas. There's a pretty strong belief now that the Iranians actually want an attack. They want to invite an attack. The president of Iran is not popular. The young people don't like him. And nothing unites a country like an outside aggressor. Several weeks ago, the United States did make some entrees for opening negotiations. And this wasn't really a major change in the Bush policy, but the openings came about because of some pressure on the Bush administration that since we've settled things with North Korea, and prior to that, enticements of trade investments have caused other countries to give up their nuclear program. Kazakhstan, the Ukraine, Libya between 98 and 2002, they were hardlining against us, and now they're helping us. They sent us hundreds of containers, which are in Oak Ridge, Tennessee, about their nuclear plans. And sanctions didn't work against these countries. Sanctions didn't work against Cuba. They didn't work against Libya. Reagan did everything. President Reagan did everything to overthrow the Libyan government. Remember, we attacked them once. We used covert action. They just engaged in more terrorism. What brought them to the table are two things, the Libyans. Enticements for trade and dialogue and international cooperation, and then also fear of the United States invading them. With the Koreans, it's the same thing. We've given them aid and fuel and released money from their bank accounts, and they're downsizing their nuclear plans, we believe, which certainly helps the United States. The Iranians have a completely different attitude and almost culture than all the recent countries that have given up their nuclear programs. They're different than Libya. They're different than North Korea. They are so strongly attached to an extreme form of Islamic fundamentalism, which breeds terror, breeds hatred of Israel, breeds hatred of the West, and more it's about power and it's about money for the existing mullahs to stay in power. So I'm convinced that they do not want any type of negotiated talks. And what this has done is actually we're moving towards a different kind of crisis than just a confrontation. The Israelis feel that their back is really against the wall. They failed to destroy Hezbollah last summer. They're very unhappy with Prime Minister Olmert. The right wing and very hardline conservatives across the board in Israel are ready to get power. This is the military, the intelligence services, the politics, even some of the supportive fundamentalist Jewish aspects of the government want to do something to stop Hezbollah and to stop Iran and Syria. So this is the crisis that we're getting into. And what they've been doing, what the Israelis have been doing anyway since before January, is putting tremendous pressure on the Bush administration to basically do something about Iran. I would say that within the next few weeks, if the Israelis are not satisfied with Prime Minister Olmert and his eventual resignation, and it's coming, and they do not see that the United States is moving ahead quick enough to take care of Iran, that the Israelis will probably attack Iran. So the Bush people have to decide a tremendous decision here. Do we continue trying to talk to Iran, or do we go along with the Israelis who are so worried and paranoid about what the Iranians would do? Should we take military action against Iran? And then I think you brought it up earlier in your comment. It's really on a timetable. It's between now and the end of August that some type of military action will take place. So that's basically the situation. The other things that are happening, which affect things, oil is continuing to go up. The extreme Mahdi group in Iran is putting tremendous pressure to do something about Israel. Hezbollah is completely resupplied. So that's basically where we are today, May 11th.
Hold on. We'll be back in just a moment with John.
Constitutional Moments are brought to you throughout the day through the generosity of CNC Prototype Machine, Boulder, Colorado. The American Freedom Network is not funded or supported by special interest groups or government programs. The American Freedom Network is not sponsored by advertisers demanding content or programming control. The American Freedom Network is solely funded by you, the listener. Please help keep the American Freedom Network on the air by purchasing one of our sponsors' fine products or by calling 1-800-205-6245 to make a donation. The American Freedom Network needs your help.
Some churches believe that Christians will be raptured before the coming of the Great Tribulation. Have you heard this teaching? Have you wondered if it was true? The Watchman's Cry is an interesting book by Obadiah Frank that uses the Bible and clearly explains that this teaching is not true. You can get the Watchman's Cry from the American Freedom Network by calling 1-800-205-6245. This amazing book is only $10 postpaid. Get it now by calling 1-800-205-6245, the American Freedom Network.
Insulin, Our Silent Killer, is a new book written by scientist Thomas Smith. In this self-help manual for diabetes and other blood sugar handling problems, you will learn the true cause of this disease and, more importantly, what you can do about it.
Insulin, Our Silent Killer is available from the American Freedom Network for only $25 postpaid. Call 1-800-205-6245.
It's extensively referenced with helpful tables to learn what foods are good and which ones are not. This is a must-read for everyone.
We, the people of the United States, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, do ordain and establish this Constitution for the United States of America.
Well, Dr. Stan, back here at the American Freedom Network, our guest this morning is John Quirk. And if you look at what's going on logically, it is very illogical. Certainly, the vast majority of the population of Iran doesn't support President Ahmadinejad. They do not want a war with the United States. And you have to understand that 60% of the population of Iran is between 15 and 30, and they like American music, and they want to be able to dress as they want to and do as they want to, and the mullahs say, no, you're going to have to dress as we say and do what we say, and they don't tolerate any dissent at all. Their secret police are ruthless, and certainly as ruthless as the Shah's secret police. In fact, many people suggest they are the Shah's secret police, who were simply carried over into the new administration. So why would anybody in their right mind want to challenge the United States and go to war with the United States? I mean, what could they possibly hope to get other than uniting the people of Iran behind the mullahs and, of course, getting a terrible destruction of their own country? And what is so significant about what John has said in the past is that the Iranian leaders believe that they can defeat America. Now, how can you defeat America militarily? Well, you can't defeat us militarily, but economically. And this is the chink in the armor of our present administration that is having to borrow over $3 billion every single day simply to meet our debts. And as we expand our influence throughout the world, and as we are totally irresponsible as far as our spending is concerned, the Iranians believe that they can hurt us financially. Would you like to pick up and develop that idea, John? Because
I think it's a very good point. And we live in both a rational world and an irrational world. From the Iranian standpoint, on the rational side, they must have a foreign policy that keeps them in power. That's the most important thing. And they see the United States trying to overthrow them. We've spent $100 million this year with massive radio broadcasts in Farsi and English and other languages and French, propagandizing against them. They also see that we are looking for alternative sources of oil, and at the same time, we want all the oil above Iran. That's in Uzbekistan, Tajikistan, Kyrgyzstan, and Kazakhstan. That's where the billions of barrels of oil are, and China and Russia and the United States are competing for that. So the Iranians, that's kind of the rational side of it, economics and foreign policy. Now, the irrational side of it has to do with their religion, and their religion believes two things. Particularly the Iranian version of Shiaism. One, the end of the world is coming August 22nd, and two, in order to facilitate that, they must wipe Israel off the face of the earth. So what is their plan to do that? Their plan to do it is to develop nuclear weapons, to use their intelligence services all over Europe, which they're doing, and in this country, to conduct terrorism, to work with Chavez in Venezuela to hurt us if we attack them, and more, they've completely resupplied Hezbollah in Lebanon. And they've put military officers on the ground in Lebanon. They've put tremendous amounts of missiles, the new Shabbat missiles that can destroy all of Israel, or certainly cause quite a bit of damage with conventional weapons. And according to the U.S. military, only in the last few weeks, there's more and more evidence that these IEDs are coming from Iran. So to me, what it basically says is they don't want to talk. They don't want to engage in diplomacy. They want enough time to do two things: develop nuclear weapons and possibly give those weapons or obtain suitcase bombs to be placed in the United States. And this is the really scary thing, that it is very, very difficult to negotiate with these kind of people. Now, you've got another thing that's happening. You've got regime changes in different parts of the world. It looks like Olmert will leave Israel. It looks there's a new president in Iran, in France, which the Iranians don't like. He's very pro-American. He's for kicking out a lot of the Iranian intelligence officers that Mr. Chirac led into France and that operate against Europe and us all over France and Europe. And possibly, you know, the Iranians are also hoping, because President Bush is in his last year and a half, that he won't do anything and they will have more time to develop nuclear weapons. So what this is all doing is as follows. It is solidifying the Israeli foreign policy establishment that is fighting now among itself to attack Iran. It is facilitating more pressure on the United States to attack Iran. And it is pushing the Bush administration into some terrible decision-making. One thing that's been lacking is that the United States has some agreement with Europe that we have to stop Iran developing nuclear weapons. But the Europeans don't know what that is. They're afraid of using military power. The other regime change that's occurred this week is, of course, Tony Blair, who is a big supporter of the United States, is not going to be in charge of, is not going to be prime minister after June 22nd of England. So all of these different things are happening. The United States also feels somewhat energized, because now we've settled the problem with North Korea. We really don't have to worry about China, problems with Japan over North Korea, problems with North Korea. Their economies will continue to boom. And we don't have to worry about troop deployments and aircraft carrier deployments at this stage in the Pacific. I think we've also made secret agreements with the Chinese that they're not going to pull the economic plug on us. Now, you can't plan for everything. That's how, you know, wars start. But the one thing that's a big problem is the price of oil is continuing to go up. And instead of the United States and the Bush administration being afraid of that, I think that's going to be a greater pretext for war against Iran, because we can blame them for the price of oil going up, that our oil supplies could be affected, and we have to supply not just Japan and parts of Latin America. We, the U.S. Navy, controls all those shipping lanes, but we also have to make good on our commitments for fuel for North Korea. We have to guarantee that the Japanese economy is going to keep booming. That's all based on our oil getting there, oil that we control that gets there. China is even more gluttonous for oil. Their economy is just overheating. So the Chinese really, you know, they could pull the plug on us maybe 5 or 10 years from now, but they're probably not going to do it now. So the United States feels very confident internationally that we could probably attack Iran massively with bombers and cruise and Tomahawk missiles, and we won't have too much condemnation. North Korea won't condemn us. Japan and Korea won't condemn us. India is not going to say anything. Europe wants their oil guaranteed. They know that the Russians are helping the Iranians, and the Europeans don't like what the Russians have done to them in energy. So the United States is probably in a better position. The other thing is, the Bush administration, although they don't admit it, is really in trouble over Iraq, not just with the Democratic Party, but with Europe and with our own members of the Republican Party. and there's a new election coming up, and they don't want to take a lot of hits like they did in the last election. So, to me, the United States is moving closer and closer to war. However, the Israelis don't feel that we're moving fast enough because they feel threatened. So I think somewhere between now and the latest, the end of August, we will be taking out the Iranian nuclear facilities.
But, of course, this could really drive the price of oil up. And, you know, oil at $100 a barrel, certainly, and of course, we don't get the majority of our oil from the that area of the world, but certainly Europe does. And, you know, if the oil goes is no longer available there, then Europe's going to have to come to our sources. Venezuela is threatening to cut off oil to the United States. If we go to war with Iran, what's the relationship between Iran and Venezuela, which I think is our fourth largest supplier of oil?
Yes, we get about 14.5 to 15% of our oil from Venezuela, and of course that's being replaced. The Chinese have made some very important purchases of long-term oil tenders in Venezuela. It's probably a big mistake for the Chinese the way they've done it, and it's going to be a bigger mistake for the Venezuelans eventually. But right now, the Iranians feel that they have a very strong ally in Hugo Chavez. Now Chavez does not have the military capability of attacking the United States, even though he spent $4 billion on Russian arms and bought 250,000 to 300,000 Kalashnikov rifles, and he's giving money to everybody else. He's in somewhat economic trouble from the standpoint is that his oil production is actually going down. But he has, I think he has a couple things up his sleeve. He's been supporting Al-Qaeda financially. We've discovered a few weeks ago that he's given millions of dollars through the Venezuelan ambassador in India and Pakistan to Al-Qaeda. He's invited Al-Qaeda to train in Margarita Island. Hezbollah has an office in Venezuela. And some of this stuff, while cosmetic and not really a threat to the United States, is that there's lots of rumors going around that he is trying to either buy nuclear weapons or threaten the United States. Now, he's made some terrible speeches against us, saying he wants to destroy our empire, not just install a populist socialist communist movement or kick us out as American imperialists, but he really wants to destroy the United States. He's made several speeches like this. And then we've had several key defectors from the military come over to the United States. They're with the CIA and the FBI now, and they've been telling them basically that Chavez is not all talk, that he really wants to see the United States destroyed. Now, could that be giving aid to a small covert group to try to smuggle a nuclear weapon in here? I think that's what he's going to try to do. I think that the least that he will do, if we go to war with Iran, he'll shut off oil for a short period of time. Now, the United States believes that even if oil is shut off for a month, we will still survive. Now, when I say shut off, a lot of the oil is already on containers and coming in, so it would take a month or two to really have an effect in the United States economy. But the stock market certainly would drop. All my friends at Smith Barney and Goldman Sachs tell me, yes, if there was a war in Iran, people would panic, the stock market would drop, and gasoline would probably go to $6 to $8 a gallon, okay? The United States policymakers and military feel that the war would be very short. It's not an invasion-type war with ground troops. The only thing that we don't know is what the Iranians would do. They could invade Iraq. They could try to drag the war out to hurt our economy. I think that's the greatest danger. They could attack Saudi Arabia, Kuwait, and attack Israel, and the war could spread overnight and expand dramatically. So I think the United States is looking at very quick surgical strikes so that doesn't happen. but we are very worried about the Iranian-Venezuelan connection, what they're going to try to do to us. So it's in some ways very, very scary, because what happens when you start a war like this, which happened in World War II, and certainly a better example in World War I, it just spread and spread and spread from country to country and region to region. So this is the danger that we have.
And when you start a war, you never know how it's going to end up. And that is a lesson that history teaches us. Unfortunately, people never learn. One thing we learn from history is we never learn from history.
Renting and start owning. Jamie LaRue with Destiny Lending here. Take advantage of today's buyer's market and buy a home with a low-interest VA-backed mortgage. It's a benefit you earned. For 10 years, I've had the honor of helping veterans utilize their VA benefit. Call 970-214-1374 and get more information on your VA loan and start looking for a home of your own. 970-214-1374.
An emergency preparedness plan for your home, car, school, and office is a must. Knowing how to store water safely, survive extreme temperature changes, provide reliable shelter, first aid, and sanitation is critical. Knowing where to get the best lights, radios, and other supplies is easy. Ferris Survival, located at 3366 South Broadway, is a professional, reputable, full-service business providing realistic preparedness supplies at affordable prices. Stop by, go online, or call 303-781-0343, 866-781-0343.
Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Tom Phillips, founder of The Green Herb.
Is it me, or have you noticed that personal service is becoming a thing of the past? Is a big store with untrained personnel, or going to a vitamin store and finding several brands of the same herbal product, all at different prices? You don't need to be an herbal expert at The Green Herb. We'll gladly help you decide which of The Green Herb's exclusive products will work for you and work better than anything you buy elsewhere. And we'll give you an old-fashioned money-back guarantee. Come by The Green Herb, located in Wheat Ridge, Colorado, on the I-70 Frontage Road North, 1 mile west of Kipling, or call 888-765-HERB, that's 888-765-4372, or go to our website at www.thegreenherb.com. It's The Green Herb's policy to give you small-town service in the big city, and be sure to listen to The Green Herb Show with Linda and Dr. Cass every Tuesday at 1 o'clock on KHNC.
How many of you battle the symptoms of failing health with toxic medications and inconvenient supplements? Do you feel like you've been fighting battles but losing the war? How about winning the war for a change? Introduce BioSuperfood in your diet and increase the metabolic activity of each cell in your body for greater repair, detoxification, and regeneration. Gain immediate energy, boost your immune system, and restore your health with extraordinary whole and organic nutrients in BioSuperfood. Win the war against disease. Call now, 877-288-9116.
The American Freedom Network is not funded or supported by special interest groups or government programs. The American Freedom Network is not sponsored by advertisers demanding content or programming control. The American Freedom Network is solely funded by you, the listener. Please help keep the American Freedom Network on the air by purchasing one of our sponsors' fine products or by calling 1-800-205-6245 to make a donation. The American Freedom Network needs your help.
Well, I stand back here at the American Freedom Network, and I guess this morning is John Quirk. And before we went to the break, I just commented that the one thing we learn from history is that we seldom learn from history. And actually, I think George Bernard Shaw is quoted to have said that. Be that as it may, I think it's important that as we begin to look at what's going on and the financial implications of what this war could bring. Now, I believe our leaders believe that they can have a limited strike over there, limited strikes. We'll just knock out Iran's nuclear production facilities and everything will just be fine. Do you think our leaders would prefer that we made the strike rather than Israel? Because certainly Israel might be tempted to utilize some nuclear weapons. And the last thing I think we want to do is open Pandora's box from that point of view. Or do you think that our leaders would prefer that the Israelis did it, and then we could say, well, gee, we had no choice but to come in? Which way
well,
do you think it will go?
It's a very good question. I think the pressure that the Israelis are using on the United States, and the, not even pressure, but the rationale, is that the time is running out, and that the Israelis only have the ability to take out those nuclear sites by using tactical nuclear weapons. Now, let me explain why. It's a 4,200-mile or kilometer round trip, and they're very afraid of losing aircraft, especially since the Russians have put in tremendous numbers of anti-aircraft missile systems around about 20 different Iranian nuclear sites. So the Iranians are ready for the Israelis. Now, the Israelis have conventional bunker buster bombs, and they might want to try to take out just the 6 to 8 major nuclear sites where there's plutonium, enriched uranium, missile component factories, and where the plutonium is being enriched. So where the uranium is being enriched, they already have plutonium. So there's three options the Israelis have. They can pressure the United States. They can take out the sites possibly with conventional bunker busters, or they could use tactical nuclear missiles. The problem is, no matter any of those any of those scenarios, the Iranians are going to retaliate. They are going not to give up. They're not going to turn over. The idea of the United States taking it out is that we would have a greater chance of taking out more of the facilities, and it would last over a longer period of time. And then even though the Iranians might attack Israel, Israel would actually be in a better defensive position. It would bring more of its troops up to the Lebanese border, and possibly this time use that as an excuse, which the Israeli military wants to do today, to completely wipe out Hezbollah. They want to go in and completely wipe out Hezbollah and almost take over, move all the way to the Syrian border. So this is the danger. These are the dangers that we face. To specifically answer your question, I think our policymakers are trying to make kind of a typical American technocratic decision. In other words, what are the least chances of casualties and the best options to attack Iran? And this is the way our policymaking people in the national security think today. And by the way, a large number of our advisors in the National Security Council under Bush, that started with Bush, are resigning this week, last week, and they'll all be gone probably by the end of June. So there'll be a new group of people in. And basically what the new people basically think is as follows. Look, it, if we attack Iran, we protect Israel, we stop them from dealing with nuclear issues, and we can send them a warning about Iraq and possibly stop them from increasing aid to the Shias in Iraq. So the arguments on both sides, both the Israeli side and the American side, to me, are very strong for attacking Iran.
Well, I think that most Americans really don't understand the situation that Israel is in, but certainly, you know, now back behind their fence, they're facing, you know, Hamas and Hezbollah in the north, Hamas in the south, both with far more sophisticated weapons than they had last year. And we're talking about, of course, missiles. Syria apparently has a lot more missiles. I mean, if you know, you can stand on the top of the Golan Heights and look down on Damascus, and we're hearing more and more stories about the fact that many of the missiles that are pointed at Europe today have warheads that are filled with chemical and biological weapons. And in fact, there are many, many people who believe that the missiles, the weapons of mass destruction that Saddam had were really there. And they've been moved over to Syria and are available to the Syrians. Have you heard any rumors about that?
Well, yes, that's been going on for a long time. While there wasn't a lot of evidence, hard evidence, that we found any physical weapons of mass destruction, early on there was quite a bit of evidence that Russian trucks trucked some of these weapons of mass destruction facilities, I guess they were chemical or biological, both to Syria, possibly to other parts of Iran. They let them cross the border, not into Jordan, but certainly Syria, and the Syrians do have them. Whether they've given them to Hezbollah or not, nobody really knows. What we do know is that the Syrians have completely resupplied 10 times over missiles to Hezbollah, and they have even more bases to attack Israel with. And the Iranian military officers and intelligence officers are advising Hezbollah. So to me, it just shows that it's not only a defensive position on the part of Hezbollah or Syria, it's like they're getting ready to go to war with Israel. And let me throw something else out here, which is coming back through think tanks and analysts and intelligence officers all over the Mideast and the Near East. The jihadists, whether they're Arabs or whether they're Islamic Iranians, Iranians are not Arabs, but they're jihadists, terrorists certainly, is that they really believe they're winning. They believe that it's imminent that the United States is going to pull out and be defeated in Iraq. They believe that they can overthrow the Lebanese government. And they believe they can not only defeat Israel, which is their main goal, to wipe Israel off the face of the earth. This is how they think. They really believe they can defeat the West and that the future of the world is Islam. So, now, this is not true in secular countries like Turkey or Egypt or Jordan, but it's starting to become very dominant in Syria, it's dominant in Iran, and it's dominant with the people that are insurgents fighting in Iraq, people that are coming from Pakistan and Bosnia and other Muslim areas.
And we're going to be back here in just a moment with John Quirk to wrap up the program here in America.
Tapes of the preceding show are available by calling 1-800-205-6245, the American Freedom Network. Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Tom Phillips, founder of The Green Herb.
The people who are controlling the government of America are the same people who are trying to control your family's health care. You can sit quietly by and accept their plan, or you can take responsibility for your health. What would happen if you could no longer obtain the medications you're now taking? Would you be forced to join the ranks of corrupt agents just to purchase the medicine? If you're one of the thousands of concerned citizens who would like to know more about a natural way, God's way to help, drop by the Green Herb for a natural solution and all the information you need to make an intelligent decision. Or go to our website, www.thegreenherb.com. Come by the Green Herb, located in Wheat Ridge, Colorado, on the I-70 Frontage Road North, 1 mile west of Kipling, or call 888-765-HERB. That's 888-765-4372. And be sure to listen to the Green Herb Show with Linda and Dr. Cass every Tuesday at 1 o'clock on KHNC.
Last winter really took its toll here in Colorado. Roof damage became the norm rather than the exception. Even here at the facilities of KHNC Radio, our roof began to give way to the weight of the winter snow, and light fixtures came crashing down around us. We turned to our longtime friends at New West Roofing, and they came to our rescue with high-quality workmanship and experience, as well as a genuine concern that the job was done quickly and correctly. We can highly recommend you contact Bud and New West Roofing at 303-452-4172. That's 303-452-4172 for all of your roofing, seamless gutter, or skylight needs. New West Roofing has been a longtime supporter of the American Freedom Network, and we're proud to recommend them. They've been in business since 1978. New West Roofing, 303-452-4172.
John Quirk. And John, would you like to get your blog site or your website out there? Because I know you have written some articles on this, and I'd like people to have access to them.
Yeah, our website is www.assetlocationinternational.com, and my email is irgglobal@aol.com, and I just wrote an article on what the Iranians will do to us, if your viewers would like it. They can email me at irgglobal@aol.com, and it's about, the title of the article is Iran's Defensive Moves, what they will do in the Mideast, Europe, and possibly with Chavez in Venezuela.
Would you mind emailing that to me? I'd appreciate it if you haven't already.
I'd be happy to.
And I think it's so vitally important, that, ladies and gentlemen, that the Iranians are certainly not going to just sit back and do nothing. They do have extensive intelligence networks all throughout the world. Do you believe, John, that they actually have, cells here, intelligence cells, right here in the United States?
Yes, I think they have cells in the United States and Canada, and I think they have cells in Mexico, and their base for this hemisphere is in Venezuela. And I think it's certainly evident in several areas. Al-Qaeda is in Latin America. Hezbollah is in Latin America. But the cells that would be in the United States are probably intelligence cells that are either designed to collect information or conduct terrorism against the United States. And that terrorism would be not so much a conventional type of thing where they blow up an airliner or a shopping center. The government, and Mr. Cheney even wrote an article about this the other day, is more that we're concerned that they may have obtained some type of nuclear or weapons of mass destruction from the Russians. So this is the danger. And the Iranians have had a long time to put intelligence here. In fact, our counterintelligence services today, at least certainly over the next 6 months, are focusing on the Iranian target in the country more than Al-Qaeda or PLO or other groups, because it's we're getting closer to the military aspects of the confrontation. So yes, they do. They also have tremendous logistical support from Europe in supplying money and aid to people here. We don't know how many terrorists there are. I mean, we don't know how many intelligence officers there are, but remember, the Russians trained the Iranian intelligence service, so they know how to operate covertly. They know tradecraft. They know how to communicate. And I would say that they're probably much better than the 19 hijackers that attacked the World Trade Center. So I would say, without doubt, the Iranians are ready to hurt us and inflict casualties upon us.
Well, you know, there has been a rumor around for a long time. I remember, of course, the Pan Am plane that went down over Lockerbie, Scotland. But many people believe that that was actually Iran that was behind that rather than Libya. And that was in retaliation for the fact that we'd shot down one of their commercial airliners when we had naval facilities, naval ships in the Persian Gulf, and this Iranian airliner was flying towards them, and it was shot down by accident. And of course, what happened at Lockerbie was a retaliation for that. But for some reason they covered up the Iranian involvement.
I think what you're talking about is the USS Vincennes actually shot down a passenger plane, an Iranian passenger plane, killed over 300 people. And the worst thing is, we gave the commander of the Vincennes a medal, which the Iranians didn't approve of. But there was a mysterious accident coming into Newfoundland, Nova Scotia, and a U.S. military plane was destroyed, 278 GIs killed. I think that was Iranian involvement. Lockerbie was Libya. That was two or three Libyan intelligence officers that did that. But But the Iranians have conducted other types of intelligence, which you never hear about, operations. They've murdered our diplomats in Lebanon. They've killed diplomats and funded the murder of diplomats in Africa. They've killed CIA officers, which you never hear about. They've killed a variety of people. We've had, Marine colonel disappear in Lebanon some years back. We've had a Jordanian, an American diplomat in Jordan murdered. And this is all, it all has the footprints of Iranian intelligence. This is the way they operate.
Yeah, Buckley, I think, was the name of one of them. He was a station chief there.
Well, Bill Buckley was a station chief. He went from Egypt to Lebanon, and he was murdered. And I saw pictures of what they did to him. It was horrible. And he was very pro-Arab. I mean, he was very pro-Arab. They tortured him and killed him. They also, the Iranians, we believe, were behind the destruction of the American embassy. 35 top CIA officers were killed, about 10 other diplomats. And the Iranians have been, involved in terrorism since 1979. They're a terrorist state. And they're one of the parts of the axis of evil. So if you believe in George Bush and his preemptive strike policy, he took Saddam Hussein off the chessboard. We've taken the North Koreans off the chessboard. So there's only one part of the axis left. It's Iran, and the Iranians know it. And I think it's going to happen.
I think we're entering very, very dangerous times for America. But I think the major concern will be the possibility of things being done here that disrupt our society and, of course, the economic consequences of what lies ahead. Well, our guest this morning has been John Quirk, and I hope that you value what he says. He's got tremendous insight. He has tremendous contacts, and it's always a pleasure having you with us, John.
Thank you. One final thing. If you're interested in the Iranian-Venezuelan connection, go to AOL or your whatever your server is and type in Iran and look for Iran terror, and there's a number of articles about Venezuela and Iran.
God bless. Thanks very much.
Okay, thank you. Have a good weekend. Bye-bye.
You too. Bye-bye.
If catastrophe struck, would your family be prepared? Are you confident you wouldn't react in a panic? Is there one place to get all of your emergency supplies? Ferris Survival encourages you to have confidence through preparation, not panic through crisis. Ferris Survival, located at 3366 South Broadway, is a professional, reputable, full-service business providing quality, realistic preparedness supplies at an affordable price. Go online, stop by, or call 303-781-0343. Ferris Survival. If catastrophe struck, would your family be prepared? Are you confident you wouldn't react in a panic? Is there one place to get all of your emergency supplies? Ferris Survival encourages you to have confidence through preparation, not panic through crisis. Ferris Survival, located at 3366 South Broadway, is a professional, reputable, full-service business providing quality, realistic preparedness supplies at an affordable price. Go online, stop by, or call 303-781-0343. Ferris Survival.
The Kelly Healing Arts Center, located in Fort Collins, provides exceptional, individualized natural health treatment plans, utilizing the best in natural therapies. If you are looking for quality health professionals that will listen to your needs, give honest advice, and provide quality health care, call 970-223-7425. That's 970-223-7425. To learn more about Kelly Healing Arts Center, go to kindermedicine.com. Discover the best of what natural medicine has to offer.
CNC Coins in Longmont. We buy and sell rare and collectible coins, gold, silver, and palladium bullion. We stock coin supplies and White's metal detectors. CNC Coin also has quality new and used firearms and shooting supplies for defense, cowboy shooting, and hunting. Special orders and transfers are always welcome. For fair prices on coins, bullion, metal detectors, and firearms, check out CNC Coins at 381 Main in Longmont. 303-774-9661. CNC Coins, Longmont.
Enjoyed our conversation. conversation with John Quirk. Let me just mention I will be there in Loveland on the 9th of June at the theater. If you'd like more information, call 970-346-3742. And then, of course, we hope that you'll want to get our information, because behind everything going on are powerful spiritual forces. Until you understand that much of what's going on from a logical point of view doesn't make sense. So if it doesn't make sense, then how can you explain it? Well, you need to read my February newsletter. It's available up there on the Internet. I hope you'll get it and pull it down. That's at RadioLiberty.com, the February letter. Now, if you don't have access to the Internet, why, we'll be glad to send you a copy if you call us at 1-800-544-8927, or certainly you can write and request a copy. That's the February 2007 newsletter. And then, of course, you need to get my information. It's for knowledge, 911. How did 911 really come about? Who was really responsible for what happened that morning? Have they ever admitted it publicly? You'll be fascinated as you read the For Knowledge 911. It's three pamphlets, and you get them all for a very nominal fee, but I think it's the best summary of what led up to 911 you'll find anywhere. And then, of course, we do have all sorts of four tape sets, 911 update, and then why did the buildings come down? We have carry five DVDs. You get them separately or all together at a special price. 911 Mysteries, 911 Press for the Truth, 911 in Plain Sight, Terror Storm, and The Day That Changed America Forever. That has actually a clip in it of Gary Hart addressing the CFR emergency meeting held in Washington, D.C. 2 days after 911, when Gary Hart says the president may be able to use this incident to carry out what his father talked about, and that was a new world order. Now, that statement was so important that I have the transcript of what was said that day, and they deleted it. The CFR deleted that statement, which you'll see on the other video clip, and nobody else has this, of course. The Day That Changed America Forever. This is planned to start a war that will last forever. And you'll hear the Prime Minister of Canada saying, this war will never end. And that's what it's all about. And it was all contrived, and it's going to get worse and worse and worse, because we're entering World War III, and you better understand that this is planned. The clash of civilizations is upon us, and everybody's worried about who was the father of Ann Nicole Smith's child, and, of course, who's going to win the NBA playoffs. Our minds are molded, our tastes are formed, our ideas suggested, largely by men we have never heard of, said Edward Benet, and that's true. We hope you'll go to our website, RadioLiberty.com. You need to get my latest talk, Forbidden Secret, and of course the Secret Mysteries of American Beginnings, Riddles in Stone. I remember 1-800-544-8977, 1-800-544-8977.
Now you can reach the American Freedom Network at our new P.O. Box, 1750 Johnstown, Colorado, 80534, or online at Amerifree.com.
Insulin, Our Silent Killer, is a new book written by scientist Thomas Smith. In this self-help manual for diabetes and other blood sugar handling problems, you will learn the true cause of this disease and, more importantly, what you can do about it.
Insulin, Our Silent Killer is available from the American Freedom Network for only $25 postpaid. Call 1-800-205-6245.
It's extensively referenced with helpful tables to learn what foods are good and which ones are not. This is a must-read for everyone.
We the people of the United States, in order...